Well, with the House this week approving by voice vote an extension of the 2008 Farm Bill for another month, it kind of sealed the fate for trying to get a Farm Bill done this calendar year. However, there's been some positive reports that the conferees are moving forward. They're overcoming some obstacles, and maybe, just maybe, we could be looking at a piece of legislation in mid-January. I asked Bob Stallman, the president of our nation's largest farm organization, the American Farm Bureau Federation, what his gut feeling was about finally getting a bill passed in early 2014.
I think it can be done in January. If it's not, I mean, obviously, if we're not going to do it, there's some real issues with the implementation of permanent law on the dairy program that statutorily begins January 1st. So, you know, that will be pressure to go ahead and get something done.
Do you think any politician actually would allow that to happen?
No, I do not believe that we will revert to permanent law. That's why it's so good to have that pressure there to cause them to do something to keep from doing that.
I also asked Stallman, what would be the problem, though, if we just had another extension of the Farm Bill?
Well, to start with, we need to modify some policies. Okay, with an extension, we, for all the critics of the Farm Bill, if we keep the same Farm Bill, we still have the same problems. That's number one, so we need to make some changes to the Farm Bill. The other issue is with an extension, it just kicks the can down the road for decisions that could go ahead and be made now. The environment's not going to get any better to pass a Farm Bill. And so let's just get the work done and do it now and be done with it, and an extension doesn't help us get there.
Now, I reminded Stallman that in the spring we had talked about the possibility of getting immigration reform resolved, and he was optimistic at that time, and that's why now he's very disappointed that nothing really has transpired.
Well, absolutely. I've probably spent more of my personal time working directly with particularly leaders in the Senate and in the House on that issue this year. We made good progress in the Senate, and once again, no bill is perfect. The Senate bill isn't perfect, but it provides us, for agriculture, a better environment than what exists today. It looked like we were going to move forward in the House in a different fashion, and we've been working very closely with Chairman Goodlatte of the House Judiciary Committee. And then it looked like everything was kind of put on hold for doing anything this fall. I am encouraged by some of the statements Speaker Boehner has made about ramping up next year and moving individual pieces of legislation possibly that then could be put together into a bill that could be conferenced with the Senate.
I also asked Stallman if he was somewhat disappointed in the EPA in projecting a lowering of the renewable fuel standards for corn for ethanol.
Well, we're still trying to figure out why EPA made the decision, to be honest. Yes, it's upsetting. It turns back the clock a little on all we've been able to accomplish with renewable fuels. And it particularly comes at a bad time when, you know, we are building our supply of corn back up and prices are starting to drop some. So all of this argument about, you know, corn prices being so high, even with the RFS there, we built stocks back up to where the prices are going back down again. That's the way the supply and demand function works. I'm hopeful that at the end of the day we will get that reversed. It's not going to be easy, but on the other hand, I see no sense in turning back the clock on an industry that's been very successful and has really been beneficial to U.S. agriculture.
And we concluded our conversation by talking about exports. I said in a year in which there's been so many disappointments, has that been the bright spot that we continue to move forward in the ag export market?
Well, absolutely. I mean, when you look at the future of U.S. agriculture, you look at the demand that's going to occur in this world, but with a population of 9 billion by 2015, growing middle class, all of those things is going to really drive demand for the kind of products we produce in this country. We have the base, the resource base, the technology base to be a supplier, and it is just really gratifying to see the export numbers continue to ramp up, and I think they will. I mean, the demand is going to be there, and somebody has to supply that demand. U.S. farmers and ranchers are well positioned to do it.
Some thoughts on agricultural policy and trade from Bob Stallman, the president of the American Farm Bureau Federation.